The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Jacksonville's got a little better players on defense.
They've got a better roster, minus quarterback.
But, I mean, the Texans' defense, especially yesterday, I mean, I'm pretty sure you could have gone out there and thrown for 300.
The Jags' roster minus quarterback is better than the Texans' roster. And honestly, the Texans minus quarterback, they may have one of the worst two or three rosters in the league right now, today.
What went on the field yesterday, yeah. So I guess we should go ahead and just transition into the Luno thing here since we're talking baseball. Your thoughts on that?
It seems odd that he would do this after he did the interview.
Oh, no, it seems that was obviously laying the groundwork for this.
I don't know. Obviously, he's going to have some sort of proof. Right. I imagine if he didn't feel like he had some sort of proof, then he wouldn't be doing this. But
I thought it was a mistake to fire him in the first place, unless he knew every single thing, and he says he didn't. So, you know what? If he wants to clear his name, good for him. I hope it works out for him.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. You know the number for that. You missed the first 2 hours. Some of what you missed. Lots of good stuff today. Just kind of flown by. One of the things we got on earlier, talking about the Belichick tree, Eric, our buddy Eric Warner asked about, do you consider Vrabel a disciple of Belichick or not, since he only played there? He's been pretty successful at Tennessee. I really don't think of him as a Belichick guy. I think of guys who coached under Belichick as more Belichick guys. But, I mean, if you want to give him that one, okay. I wouldn't. I'm not going to dispute you too much if you want to give him that one. So can we knock out the election stuff now?
Yeah, sure.
Get your thoughts first.
I mean, there is going to be a group of people. We knew that neither side expected to lose this.
Right.
We knew that it wasn't going to go down easy either way. There wasn't going to be like a handshake at the end. I mean, it was going to be ugly, and that's what we've got now. I don't know that there is much. I don't know that there's much proof of any foul play going on, but they're going to talk about it until it's totally disproven, which is not the worst thing in the world. I mean, I want to make sure that nothing is running a foul anyway. But myself, and I could care less about either one of these candidates, but. I've said this all along. The same people who were crying Russian collusion, it's not real Russian collusion. It's BS. They're willing to believe this conspiracy theory now and reverse. I mean, it's now it's like, oh, it's impossible that you could tamper with an election when you've been crying tampering for the last 4 years. So everyone's a sore loser. That's the deal.
Yeah, I have a few thoughts of my own here, and one is that I have no problem with them looking at all the results again. And I believe voter fraud happens? Yes. Do I think it's on a wide scale? Absolutely not. The stuff about 4,000 dead people in Nevada, I don't buy any of that. But you know what? You should always look at it and be sure. And if they go back and look at something, and I'm sure they might find a few hundred votes. It's not going to be enough to change the election. It's not widespread conspiracy. They're trying to steal it thing. But what I hope, and by the way, every bad vote probably didn't go to Biden.
No.
And I'm pretty sure Donald Trump got some too. But on the other hand, and this is the message that I would like to give to you Democrats out there. And, if you're listening and you have access to Joe Biden, here's what I would tell you. I hope you don't lose sight of the fact that 70 million people voted against you. 70 million people like Donald Trump. So this whole thing... The whole narrative that everybody hates him and that he's bad. Well, 70 million people thought he was doing a good job.
Yeah.
And I would hope
It's a lot more down the middle than people like to think.
Yeah, it's very close. I mean, you say 4 million votes, but out of that many, that's still close.
And that's why, like, it's important to remember this. Are there there's a loud group of Trump supporters that is sometimes tough to deal with, sometimes says racist stuff. Not every Trump supporter is a deplorable or a racist. Like, that's just not, it's not realistic. Once you get to the numbers that we're getting here, it's not realistic to believe that.
No, it's not. And I've been saying that all along.
Now, you can say there are people who believe that Trump is a racist, and you can say, well, if you vote for a racist, that makes you a racist. I think there are some people who vote for him. They're like, God, I hate to do this, but my livelihood is tied to him winning. Like, there's plenty of reasons why someone would vote for Trump. I think it's easy and foolish to say, well, if you only vote for Trump if you're racist. But it's closer than people think. That there are a lot of people out there who are very pro-Trump, and there's a lot of people out there who are very anti-Trump. It's almost down the middle, no matter what the results are of the election.
Well, you know, it wasn't just old white men voting for the guy.
Nope.
I want to point that out. And I also, if Trump's a racist, if you vote for him, you're a racist. I mean, that's, you know what? It's there are a lot of Trump supporters who do what you say. There's also a lot of people on the left who are doing the exact same thing. And they brand people, and they branded Trump as and a lot of the left media did the same thing. Oh, he's terrible, and he's this. And, you know, it's not all... It's not all black and white. It's not all bad and good. And I would hope that if you're the Democrats, what you should be doing is trying to reach out to the people who voted for Donald Trump and say, what did you like about his presidency? And what can we take that will get you to support us? It's not going to happen because we see this every 4 years. First thing Trump did was dump everything that Obama did. First thing these guys are going to do is go in and dump everything Trump did. There's not all bad there. And I wish they would try to embrace those people and figure out, okay, what is it about Trump that was important to you, and listen. And if you do that, maybe you gain some support down the road. But yeah. But he says, Fred, Trump moron here. LOL. Love the talk today. It was great insight from both ways. I feel like, I've said all along, I'm not a fan of either of these guys. I don't think Biden is a bad guy. And I've seen, you know, people say, oh, he did this, he did this. That's what I want us to get away from, is like, let's pick something out about why he's such a horrible person and start talking about, and not just him. I kind of feel the same way about Trump. I wish people would just quit picking out, oh, he said there's fine people on both sides. And they just keep hammering that and hammering that, just like somebody keeps hammering Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. I just hope that as individuals, let's start talking about what we liked and what we didn't like about people, try to find some common ground, and maybe one of these parties can actually accomplish something if they do that.
Look at you, Fred. You're a uniter.
I'd like to be. But, I mean, I'd like people to stop, you know, with the, if you're not this, you're that. This guy did this, so he's a horrible human being.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know, try to look at things in terms of, these are people. And, you know, the national guys aren't making that big of a difference for us. So, you know, let's have these conversations amongst ourselves, and let's try to find some common ground, and let's try to do some good in the world. And, you know, some of the things that people think are good, you know, I mean... Having businesses be successful is a good thing. I think having guns is a good thing, but that comes down to parties.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm really grown tired of the vitriol, and especially because I do think a lot of media outlets, just even AP. Okay. And I tell you, AP is probably the most trustworthy in terms of facts. Every single story the last week about, you know, the election, it would go through and it'd have all the stuff about there's this many votes out here, there's this many votes out here. And then there'd be a paragraph, under Trump's presidency, 225,000 Americans have died from the COVID, which, okay, yeah, number's bad. How do we know it's going to be any different with somebody else? And why is that?
Well, that's just like, here's the opposite side of that coin. This is Biden's America, looting and riots. Well, actually, it's still Trump's America. All that's happening now during these 4 years, we don't know what Biden's America will look like. We don't know if it'll be, I can't guarantee you that, like, suddenly cops are never going to kill black people again. There's no way to know that. And like, it's not like a cop's going to go, well, I'd like to kill this black guy, but well, Biden's president now, so I'm just not allowed to. That's not how the world works. This impacts, I mean, it's a big election. Don't get me wrong. Every presidential election's got importance down at some point, but it's the world is going to be the world, and the world's not a, it's not a lovely place these days, period. No, coronavirus isn't going to go, uh-oh, they elected Biden. We've got to get out of here. No, it's a virus. It's not scared of Joe Biden.
Wasn't scared of Borat either.
No.
Yeah. So, I although something you said in Biden's America is going to be this, I wish we'd quit making it Trump's America and Biden's America and make it our America again. These guys should be working for us. It's not the other way around. But anyway. See, there you go. I don't think there was any. What are you laughing at?
I wish I could find the clip really fast, but there's a like a small like Miss Town pageant in an episode of Parks and Recreation, and they ask the young dumb one, like, hey, what do you think about illegal immigration? And it's like a small city in Indiana, and she was like, I think we need to, you know, be teaching English in schools because it's our America, not their America. And that's all I heard from you. It's our America.
You mean Fred's America?
Fred's America is our America.
You mean mostly white America is what you think. That's what Fred means.
No, Fred means half Arabic. No, I really wish we get to the, at some point, remind these idiots they work for us and, you know, we don't work for them. And even now, you know, we're, you know, Biden saying all the right stuff, like, oh, there's not going to be any red and blue states. It's going to be the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, reach out to the red states then, you know, reach out to the red states and do some things for them. Because you know what? I remember when you guys were in charge, we didn't get a space shuttle. Why? Because we weren't the blue state.
That's true.
Don't do stuff like that. Reach out to everybody. That's all. But I digress. Do we have something here or no?
We got a break.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just go to break.
Yeah.
281.
You're acting like you're sad to stop talking politics.
No. I kind of felt like I said all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And I feel like you said all you wanted to say, so we can move on to some other stuff. 281, if I'm Trump, I'm licking everything in the White House before I leave. Oh, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Rizzo says I was a stable boy for Paul Revere's horse. I was too old to be a stable boy then. Come on. Astro Ag won Twitch, though. Fred doesn't think red state or blue state. He just remembers 13 states. So
that's right.
Thought I should share that with the listeners who aren't on Twitch. But there you have it. So
I saw a Simpsons meme today. It was like Bart Simpson saying, so there, it was Homer talking to Bart. He said, so no more kids in cages? And Homer had his hand on his shoulder and said, no more media coverage of kids in cages.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So a little follow-up stuff on some of the NFL yesterday. Biggest crowd of the season in Dallas, 30,000 for Steelers-Cowboys.
And there was more
Steelers
fans
than Cowboys. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. That they travel. And I'm guessing those guys are tired of being locked up north. So, good for them. Hope it doesn't spread. And Alabama back to number one in the college football poll. No shock.
No shock at all.
Notre Dame number two. So, yeah, I think that race gets interesting. Ohio State's number three, and
do you think
Clemson four.
Notre Dame could play with Alabama?
I'm not sure Clemson could play with Alabama this year.
I don't know either.
Clemson's defense is not what it was.
Yeah.
That game they almost lost last week.
Well, Alabama's defense isn't great either.
No, but their offense is just unstoppable. But and Alabama wouldn't be giving up all those points to Boston College the way Clemson did. So I don't know. I still think there's part of the problem is because it's a shorter season, because all the COVID stuff, I don't think teams are, I mean, we're not seeing everybody at their best.
Certainly not.
And maybe by the end of the season we do. Plus, I think it's going to be interesting to see how there's obviously going to be shorter time off between the playoffs and the regular season for the first time in a while. And the bowls, whatever bowls there are. Aggie is number five right now, right ahead of Florida at number six. So BYU 8, Miami 9, Indiana 10.
Miami is 9?
That's ridiculous.
Oof.
Miami should not be ahead of Cincinnati. Sorry. Sorry, Miami fan. Any other college football thoughts?
There's Maction tomorrow night.
Yeah. I mean, I meant from the weekend, though.
Oh,
I
no,
mean,
nothing. You know what? I guess you have to say you should mention Texas. Who got the job done, won pretty, but got the job done again. And I don't know. I don't think they're good, but I don't think they're as horrible as we thought they were the first couple weeks of the season.
Oh, I didn't think they were horrible, but I just didn't think they're a very good team, and I still don't think they're a very good team, and I still think they're going to lose to Iowa State and or Kansas State before it's all said and done. And they're going to have a winning record, but they're not going to be anything special. And it's pretty much what... You know, because listen, West Virginia's not—they're not anything to write home about, and they could have blown that game very easily. So yeah, we mentioned this a little bit earlier. Penn State 0-3, which
they're a mess.
Yeah, that's officially a mess.
And now, like, do they even try for the rest of the season? Like, I mean, at what point?
I think if you've got guys who might get drafted, they opt out.
I wouldn't shock me at all.
Yeah,
and not only like, had you started out your season losing to at Indiana, everybody thought that was a tricky spot. You lose to Ohio State. Big deal. You get blown out by Maryland? That's not a good look.
No.
That's bad. And, you know, they should probably still be favored in the rest of their games. At Nebraska, Iowa, at Michigan, at Rutgers,
about Nebraska or Iowa right now after you just got beaten by Maryland.
I don't think you can feel great about it.
No.
Although Nebraska is pretty awful, too.
The other interesting one is Indiana 3-0 after they beat Michigan.
Poor Michigan. Michigan is currently in the world where they're quickly turning into Nebraska or Tennessee. Like, they're becoming a forgotten program.
Texas,
yeah.
USC.
I mean, they
except, boy, that did you watch that USC game? We watched the end of it.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
They looked dead in the water.
They were dead in the water. And, I mean, good on them. Scored two touchdowns in the last less than 2 minutes. But just where that program was, and really, Notre Dame put them in the same boat. Like, where those programs are today in the grand scheme compared to where they were, like, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Like, you never expected Michigan to start a season 0-3. Nebraska.
Well, they're 1-2.
Yeah, 1-2. Nebraska to start a season 0-2.
They might as well be 0-3,
Penn State, though. 0-3. Yeah.
Is Indiana a sleeper, or is Michigan just that bad?
I don't know what Indiana
is. Because Indiana's got a couple of good
Indiana
look to be, like good wins. We don't know if they're good wins.
I expected Indiana to be better this year. I didn't expect them to be... I certainly didn't expect them to have beaten Penn State and Michigan by now. So, I mean, maybe they are better.
But, that was kind of the standout to me, is it? And I thought, from what I saw, the Pac-12 teams, most of them looked like teams that hadn't played in, 6 weeks and were a little behind.
Except Oregon. Oregon looked pretty sharp.
Oregon looked good. But USC certainly... I mean, they didn't even wake up until late in the game. But
here's the deal about teams, mostly USC and Oregon and Washington. Their name brand is good enough that if they win all their games, and I'm not saying any of those teams will win all their games, but I'm saying if those teams win all their games, they'll be in the conversation.
Yeah, and I also would just say we've learned this from every other league this year. The first week, not a complete throwout. But these teams tend to improve significantly after week one. And, there's some teams that just aren't ready. So, but I thought, I don't think we'll be throwing them out of the conversation just yet. But if it turns into the Big 12 where everybody looks crappy and takes turns beating each other, then I could see that happening. But it's just so weird having, all these different launch spots for each conference. Like Big Ten getting started late.
Yeah.
And and if there's COVID cancellations, the teams in the Pac-12 are kind of screwed. Unless they decide to move the playoff back, which I think makes sense. But we shall see.
Yep.
But it is fun that you've got teams like Liberty in the top 25. I think that's fun. And that was a big win for them over Virginia Tech.
Well, it's also a season where, I mean, a lot of people are thinking the same thing. Oh, what's it really matter? Because we all feel, we feel like there's a handful of teams that have a shot at the playoff.
Yeah, I think we may already have the playoffs.
Yeah, so why not go ahead and give these teams some love? The real interesting conversation is going to come when it's time to put one of them in a New Year's Six game.
Yeah.
That's the conversation. Like,
well, but I still think if undefeated BYU is going to get in over any of those guys.
I don't know. I don't think they'll get in over undefeated Cincinnati. I don't.
Yeah, that's the one. But because Cincinnati, I think in the end, will have more decent wins. I'm not going to say quality wins. But, I mean, BYU is going to have Boise, basically.
Yeah.
Because the rest of their schedule, I mean, and Houston's not any good. That was supposed to be a tough one, and it wasn't. So because what bowl does Aggie go to at number 5 if no college football? They'll get the New Year's Six. I don't know which one it would be.
Yeah, I don't know what the how the breakout works this year, what the playoff games are played in.
I mean, so. They've released a bowl schedule. I just haven't looked at it because I'm still doubtful that it actually winds up happening, but I can check that on the break for you.
Yeah.
713-780.
But I'll say this. If Alabama beats Florida in the championship game and we say, okay, Alabama's in, and it comes down to a one-loss A&M who lost head-to-head against Alabama, or a one-loss Notre Dame who lost head-to-head to Clemson, I think A&M, it's not impossible that they would get some love.
I think A&M would deserve it over Notre Dame, but I think Notre Dame is still the bigger name.
Because I'm saying if Clemson just goes out and kicks their head in, which I wouldn't be surprised if they did, And I, now I wouldn't be surprised if they if it was a close game again. Anything could happen. But I could see them being pissed off and like, okay, we're going to go out and make a statement in this game because I've seen Clemson do that plenty of times. It wouldn't shock me if they said, okay, the most recent thing we saw of Notre Dame was them getting dominated. Aggies won, what, 8 games in a row it would be by that point?
In the SEC.
Yeah.
They'll have a win over, I mean, Florida especially.
That's a good win.
That win looks better and better every week, especially now that they beat Georgia.
And their last showing, A&M's last game, would be at Auburn. If they make a statement there, I mean, it wouldn't shock me.
So,
but now with A&M, like, A&M's COVID-ing right now, and that throws a wrench into things. If they have to miss a game, ooh, that's tough. And here's the other thing. It's a road game that they, like, if they, let's say for some reason they can't play this weekend. I don't think much of Tennessee, but it's still a road game at Tennessee. You can't afford to lose that on your schedule right now.
And they have 2 positive tests and had to shut things down today.
They're shut down.
Yeah, we didn't talk about. But
here's the other game that is sneaky good for A&M is the Arkansas win. Like at the time, I was like, God, boy, A&M struggled a little with Arkansas, but it turns out Arkansas is pretty good.
They've done a hell of a job there. Turning that thing around in a hurry.
The data points that look the worst for A&M, the Vanderbilt game, I won't understand how that game was.
First game, though. We've talked about that. A lot of teams just weren't ready.
And then in hindsight, I feel like A&M should have handled Mississippi State better than they did because Mississippi State's total garbage. But
yeah,
you're not going to be perfect every game.
No. But otherwise, I mean, they housed South Carolina. That game wasn't even remotely close. And yeah, that was I still think Auburn is not going to be a free throw, and I still think LSU has a chance to. I mean, LSU's not very good, but they're scary enough to where, you know, there's still enough pedigree there to scare the hell out of Aggie, especially in games that Aggie has to win.
They're awful though.
Yeah, but otherwise
they are a disaster.
But I think they can put it together enough at some point. I mean, I still think A&M's better, but I wouldn't be shocked if they lost one of those games.
Well, and here's the other thing. A&M's a Kellen Mond COVID positive from being a who knows.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, guys, I have to tell you about Dr. Linville. And, man, it was over a year ago I went in, and I was really just hated the way my hair looked. I was going to shave it all off. And
you looked absurd.
I did. I looked.
You were holding on to something that just wasn't there.
Yeah, I was at that point where, you know what, it's time to shave it. And I talked to a couple other people, and it's like, this sounds horrible. I'm not doing this. And then I met Dr. Linville, and he said, look, I'm going to give you your own hair. I'm going to take it off the back of your head and put it where it's missing. And it's not hair plugs. It's not anything, you know, like that. It's just a neograft procedure. He moved 2,451 follicles. And now I've got hair again, and it's really fun. It makes all the difference in the world. You feel better. You know, people look at it and go, wow, man, that really is an amazing procedure you had done. All you have to do is go to 975hair.com, set up your consultation. He just wants to help people like you, me, and even himself. He had it done as well. His hair looks fantastic. That's 975hair.com. Free consultation. Find out what it's all about. 975hair.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. You know what I need to do? I need to do the
positive.
Yeah, non-pedo positive Rona update of the day.
Positive. Non-pedo. Corona update of the day.
All right. You know, the TMC does five key takeaways that we look at every day on the show to kind of give you some good ideas. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Nationally, it's a mess right now. All over the in other places of the state, it's a mess. But we know Beaumont doesn't have it. And here we go. Effective reproduction rate is 1.03. Last week, it was 1.06. That's the number that if it's over one, it means it's spreading. But we know that already. So the number's down a little bit. So that's a positive, down from last week.
Okay.
The current 7-day average COVID testing positivity rate, 4.5%. Last week it was 4.3. So positivity rate slightly up. Not necessarily a negative, just not a positive.
Okay.
Yesterday, 622 new people were reported as testing positive for COVID-19. Now, you know, we'd like to get that number back under 500. So it's a little higher than you'd like. But last week, the average was 697 a day. So that's down. We're going to call that a positive.
All right.
Yesterday, 86 new COVID-19 patients admitted to hospitals. Last week, it was 104. That's down. We're going to call that positive.
Okay.
And finally, the ICU capacity is 87%. Last week, it was hovering around 90, 91. So another number that is down, we are also going to call that positive.
All right.
So
positivity is a good thing.
Yes. Yeah, so most of it's still, you know, we're still doing okay. And we haven't had that ridiculous spike yet of that people said, oh, Labor Day. Okay, all the kids are back in school. We're going to have another big breakout. It hasn't happened. So we're holding steady. I mean, there have been slight increases, but it hasn't exploded in Houston. And, you know, theoretically in Beaumont, which is our main area. Our areas are Houston and Beaumont. Those are our people. Those are the ones we love. We don't want any of them getting COVID. And that's your...
I mean, you could also throw the fact that we're the Pfizer news onto a positive.
Yeah, I mean, that is a positive. And if you haven't seen that yet, basically they feel like they've made significant progress on a vaccine that appears to be 90% effective. Now, I have one beef about this. Like, if I were the guy who was going to volunteer for that, if you gave me the damn, what do they call it?
The placebo.
The placebo and not the real thing, I'm going to beat your ass. Because if I'm signing up for a vaccine test, I want the damn vaccine. If it kills me, great, I'll sue you. But I don't want the damn placebo. What's the point of that? But yeah, apparently 90% effective, and you know what's going to happen, though. It's like they'll get it done. It'll be after Biden's in office in January. The blue states will all get it first. Texas will be last.
Because
that's how they do.
Well, we're purple. We won't get it last.
No. We're red. We're red.
South Carolina will get it last. Alaska will get it last.
No, I assume that it goes to, once it gets done, it'll go to medical professionals first, and then the most at-risk people. But
so this is from the Chronicle this afternoon that hundreds of Galveston area residents and workers are participating in a clinical trial with the Pfizer vaccine. So if there's going to be a zombie outbreak, it's a good thing it's on the island.
Yeah, that's true. That's a smart thing. And I will just say, Mr. Pfizer, if you want me to participate, it'll cost you a little more because, you know, we do a radio show and you'd be getting all kinds of publicity for it. And you know, it might make you look good. So just write me a little check and I'll do your test. But you got to guarantee me I ain't getting the damn placebo. Ain't nobody want a placebo. I have this is kind of a positive thing too. I've been telling people, hey, if you're going to be away from work for a while and you want to get the hair thing done, but you don't want anybody to know, now's the time to do it. Apparently a lot of people are taking that advice when it comes to plastic surgery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people are getting plastic surgery done because they're wearing masks.
Okay.
And, I mean, it kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah.
That way, you know, it gives it time to heal if you've got any scarring or anything like that. But, a lot of people are doing that. Aja Carthon, a 24-year-old teacher, said, I've been thinking about it for a long time. The mask was a bonus. I definitely would have not been sociable if it weren't for the mask, but I did coffee and dinner with friends. I went to a backyard party. No one suspected anything. Dr. Jennifer Levine says it allows people to have a seamless recovery. They don't have to hide. We kind of are hiding. Says Makes them feel a lot less self-conscious entering the healing process, knowing they're not on display. So I guess that's positive.
Yeah.
People are getting some surgery, getting some work done, looking a little better. That could happen. RIP Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
That was kind of sad to see, but boy, he's been fighting it for a while.
Yep.
So 80 years old. Of course, I don't know how long he's had that cancer, too.
No, it's been a while.
A couple of years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So RIP Alex Trebek.
Can't be mad. Had a good run.
I think when he gets to the pearly gates, you'll have to answer in the form of a question. I'm just asking. So, Alex, never mind. I don't want to do that.
Actually, he was diagnosed March of 2019, so he made it a year and a half with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Wow.
Damn, that is pretty good.
From what I've heard, one of the most aggressive and most of a bitch that it is to cure.
Yeah, that's it feels longer, doesn't it? I guess it's just because, I don't know. Everything seems longer, and the time is such a meaningless construct in the Ronaverse.
Yeah.
It really is. I don't even know what to make of anything anymore. And somebody asked, any picks on tonight's game? Did I miss it? I don't have anything for you. I mean, everything tells me I should be on the Jets, but I gotta admit, I'm kind of gambled out after the weekend. It wasn't just all the football; it was all the horses.
What if I told you that the last 4 Jets games, the Jets have scored an average of 7 points per game?
I would believe it.
And then what if I also told you that the last 4 Patriots games, the Patriots have scored an average of 13 points per game?
I would believe it.
So what's 13 plus 7?
So then carry the 2, that would be 20.
What if I told you the total was over double those 2 numbers combined?
I would have thought it had been around 38, 39.
That's what I would have thought too. Just saying.
Okay. So
I'm not telling you where to spend your money. I'm just saying. That's all I'm doing is just saying.
But if you're good, if you have the itch to play tonight, there you go.
That's just numbers that I'm telling you.
And I might do the Hoffman teaser, tease up the Jets and tease the under.
I don't hate that either.
Up. So, in fact, I may do that just for a little rooting interest tonight. Otherwise, there's nothing to root for tonight.
Yeah,
and.
You could just not watch the game, which will probably make you feel better about life.
Yeah, because I'm really not all that interested. But, all right, we only have 1 segment left, dude. And that's going to be a dumbass report.
Yeah.
Like that. All right, don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, gonna do some traveling for the holidays. You're probably gonna drive. New brakes. Go and get those brakes fixed before you do it. You're hearing a little squeaking or a little grinding. They will take care of it. And the best thing is they come to you. And you can just sit at home and drink beer and they'll come fix your brakes. You don't have to go to a brake shop. And right now, do you really have time to go sit for a couple hours and wait? And how about this? You'll save 20 to 50%. From what you would do there anyway. You're going to get a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty, and they are all about brakes. Brakes is what they do. It's all they do. And I've had so many people tell me the same thing, man. It was such a great experience. Josh's wife, Jilly, had it done. Same thing, man. Just they take care of everything. And if you mention ESPN, you can mention me or Josh or anybody, they're going to get 10% off your service. Just go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. And they're going to get right back to you with a transparent surprise-free repair quote. Newbrakes.com. Mention ESPN. 10% off. Newbrakes.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Happy Monday, everybody.
Is this one of the fastest shows ever.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
I don't understand. I mean,
I even hit a wall about 6:30 and I still felt like it flew by.
That's, I mean, it was 5 o'clock before I knew it. And I was like, wow, that was a quick first hour. And then you were like, hour two's over. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I mean.
And it's not like, I mean, we had Lance in, but usually they go fast when you've got two or three guests. And, you know, once you sort of plug in everything, you look up, it's like, oh, hell, we're almost done. But today just, and you know what? For a Monday, we didn't spend a whole hour on the Texans because there was no reason
there
to.
Was, yeah. Which, it's not like they're in, you know, contention yeah. for anything or that they're, like, wins and losses don't matter. It is weird, but I mean, I still feel like we've got to talk about them.
Yeah, but I don't feel like we have to do the full first hour
that's had typical. To do in the past. It's like the first full hours that we talk about the Texans. Second hour, we talk about the rest of the league. Third hour, we talk some, like, Monday shows are typically quick.
Yeah.
But, man, this is a new record. This is the shortest.
This felt like about an hour and a half show. It really did.
The shortest 3 hour show ever.
Yeah, well.
How do we finish off our shows on Monday? Every Monday, Fred.
With a dumbass report.
That is correct. And let's start with a man who was arrested. This is a wrong place, wrong time situation here. According to the Clayton County Sheriff's Department, deputies were serving a search warrant at an apartment complex, and while serving said warrant, they smelled marijuana coming from a car with a man sitting inside it while the engine was running. When deputies approached the car, he put the car in reverse, struck a police car and another vehicle. Deputies drew their guns and removed the driver, Hakeem Johnson, from the vehicle.
Hakeem the Dream Johnson.
That's what they call him. After searching the vehicle, they found a handgun, marijuana, cocaine, crack, Xanax.
Wow.
And ecstasy. They weren't there to find him. Like, they were there to serve a search warrant on another thing, and he's sitting there with all this stuff in his car, getting baked in the car?
It's a trap!
That's not a good idea. That's not a plan. That's not a plan, bro. If you've got all those drugs in your car, you're, like, driving 1 mile under the speed limit, just in case. Just in case. Not wise, guys. Let's go to... Oh, here's another good one. Phoenix. A driver has been arrested after DPS officials say he was drag racing through an accident scene.
Oh.
That seems like...
That's like a Mad Max scene, right? That's how that big wreck happened, and that's how the Knight Rider got killed.
When you see all the lights and the ambulances and stuff, even if you're involved in a street race, you slow down. This guy did not... And it happened around 9 p.m. DPS officials say troopers were attending an accident when the man drove through the crime scene. He was driving at a high rate of speed, nearly hit a fire department truck, troopers and fire personnel when it lost control and spun out. Troopers attempted to stop the car, but it took off, so they pursued him. When a pitting maneuver was conducted by a trooper to stop the fleeing car, he then fought with troopers after they stopped his car. He's now in custody and booked on several felonies, including DUI. In a shock,
because I don't give a.
He does not give a bleep.
That thing in there, that's not the goose.
Let's see where. What's? Oh, a woman has been arrested, in Dallas, Georgia.
There's a Dallas, Georgia.
There's a Dallas, Georgia.
Oh God, that's got to be the worst place ever.
Kimberly George Ragsdale was attempting to get free food from Chick-fil-A by pretending to be an FBI agent. Employees were apparently not convinced, and they called 911. According to the news outlet, this is not the first time she's attempted to get free food and has threatened to arrest employees when they don't provide the food. When officers arrived, she stuck with her story, continued to claim she was a federal agent, said she had no ID because her credentials were electronic only. And then they used their real-life handcuffs and arrested her. She reportedly pretended to talk to a fake radio inside her shirt, reporting that she was being arrested and the FBI needed to send someone to the Rockmart Police Department. In a statement obtained by the Polk County Standard Journal, they said, "We're thankful for the observant and professional staff at Chick-fil-A who knew what to do and gathered the info needed for us to make our case and catch her in the act. We also appreciate them giving us free food."
If you're a turd, it's going to come back to
actually,
you.
Actually, they didn't.
You know, it'd be funny.
But she wasn't charged with impersonating an officer.
You know those Chick-fil-A commercials that they make where the person who works there connects with somebody?
Yeah.
They should do a commercial that. Say, "Well, she kept saying she was an FBI agent, so we got her arrested, and now we're pen pals while she's in prison."
Vanessa Lee Jones, who's 38 years old, has been arrested after a witness reported spotting her masturbating near a dumpster outside of Popeyes in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, there's so much wrong with that. Where's the drumstick?
She was fully nude at the time. She was also observed on security cameras masturbating while fully nude. This is the second time in the last 2 weeks that this has happened to this woman.
Could we say she's a dumpster fire?
Here's the craziest part of this whole story. St. Petersburg police noted that she showed no indications of drug or alcohol influence and no indication of mental health issues. She is homeless.
Ah, well.
But.
Well, homeless got to masturbate somewhere, man.
3 weeks ago, after she was arrested after allegedly exposing herself and masturbating in front of a 7-Eleven in St. Petersburg, she allegedly rubbed her vagina in view of a minor who was accompanied by a male relative, and this was at 11 a.m.
Dumbass!
She was finally freed on October 28th and then headed over to Popeyes.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
It was kind of sexy, you said, Fred?
That was not me. That was from the... Yeah.
And finally, a Nova Scotia man...
Oh, jeez.
He warned patrons about a possible exposure to an employee with COVID. Says he's since learned that the employee lied about being tested. He has a fear farm, which was, I think, he takes advantage of Halloween and Thanksgiving all at once, so he turns his corn maze into like a haunted corn maze.
Yeah.
Well, he had a guy who didn't want to go into work, and he said, "Well, I've got COVID," so he shut down his farm, and now the guy's getting sued because he lied about a COVID.
That's not wise.
Say I've got the flu.
Yeah, I know it's a lot harder to get tested up there than it is here, but. Still, that's a horrible excuse.
Yeah, not good.
By the way, I saw a bunch of these this weekend. Too early for Christmas commercials. Too early. All right. That should have been my Hey Man Bleep Debt for tomorrow. All right. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. You know what? Terrific job by the Twitchers and even the Texters today. And everybody, appreciate your participation. Enjoy the game tonight or whatever it is you choose to do. And we'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.